This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Cherry Hill Volvo team compliments you for choosing the Rich Scioli podcast. Relationships matter to all of us, and our team is eager to establish a relationship with you, the Scioli listener. Contact Cherry Hill Volvo.
Let me get to another tyrant, Bill de Blasio. This guy is unbelievable. Honestly, the one thing that's united America through all this is I think everybody realizes Bill de Blasio is an idiot. I mean, everybody, left, right, center, far left, far right, Cuomo knows he's an idiot. Everybody knows he's an idiot, this guy. Like, I'll say one thing. Andrew Cuomo's not an idiot. He's a very smart guy. De Blasio is a moron. He is. He's a moron. And everybody realizes that. That's brought America together. That moment of coming together and going, this guy's a dope, which is a good thing, because we always have to celebrate the little things that unite us in these times of great challenge. This is one of those things. So here's the moron, Bill de Blasio. You will not be allowed to swim at a New York City beach. Now, remember something. There is no conclusive proof yet, maybe, that the coronavirus can take the form of a shark and eat you in the ocean. Like, there's no proof of that. There's no proof you can get it from a fish. The time several years ago when I got stung in the eye by a jellyfish, I don't believe the jellyfish can transmit COVID-19. Now, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe there is a special breed of fish that if you go swimming and get bit by this fish, or kiss it, cuddle with it, well, eat it, I don't know, well, that you can get COVID-19. Perhaps there is. Perhaps there are underwater sea creatures, like in that fish love story that Dawn loves, the one with the fish love. Maybe that fish love guy has COVID-19, and maybe his concern is you'll go in the ocean, you'll try to have sex with that fish man, like in the movie, right, Dawn? And then he'll give you COVID-19 because they think it may be able to transmit sexually.
With
no,
fish,
not
though?
So much. You love that fish love story.
Yes.
Oh, terrible.
It won a lot of awards.
So? And your point is?
Nothing.
Well, maybe they were worried. Maybe de Blasio was worried that fish guy will be on the ocean off Coney Island. And, you know, and you'll fall in love with him, and you'll try to mate with him, and then he'll give you COVID-19. Maybe that's it. Was he a saltwater fish lover or a freshwater fish lover?
I think he was freshwater, right?
Greg, do we have confirmation on that? Salt or fresh water?
I think it was fresh water.
Fresh water.
Yeah, I think it was. It's The Shape of Water was the movie, by the way.
So maybe perhaps then you have to stay out of lakes then, not the brackish waters and or ocean water. All right, this is Mayor Bill de Blasio yesterday. Cut four.
For now, we're going to leave it the way it is, that if someone wants to, from the local community, walk on the beach, that's okay. We're going to let that happen for now. But if we start to see people congregating, if we start to see people swimming, if we start to see people doing things that literally go against everything we've talked about in terms of health and safety, then we will take further measures. We're putting...
Stop it right now. Tell me this does not sound like a principal on a school trip telling kids how they have to behave. Tell me this does not sound like a school principal telling everybody on the field trip,
that's
this
right,
is how they have to act.
On the
if
bus.
I see you running through the halls, right, bus, right?
Yep.
If I see you running through the halls, if I see you leaving your sandwiches on the floor, if I see you touching things, we're going to get back on that bus and go back to the school.
That's exactly
gonna
right.
Going to go against everything we've talked about.
But it's for the safety of all.
For the safety of all. I could see it reminds me of, like, we had this vice principal when I was in high school, and I used to get in a lot of trouble, as you can imagine. And so I could just see him telling all of us that we're leaving the museum today because we screwed up, because we were wrong. You knew the rules. You didn't listen. Now get back on the bus. We're leaving. Principal Bill de Blasio, the mayor of New York City. All right, Bill, go ahead.
If we start to see people swimming, if we start to see people doing things that literally go against everything we've talked about in terms of health and safety, then we will take further measures. We're putting fencing in and in reserve that could close off the beaches if needed. It's certainly not something I want to do or my team.
He's
going to
make the beaches. Hang on. He's going to make the beaches of New York City look like the beaches of Normandy in World War II. Why not put cannons up there? Let me understand. What is the problem if we see somebody swimming? What does a guy who goes out swimming have to do with social distancing and COVID-19? Can anyone explain that to me?
No.
If I run into the ocean and start swimming, I'm going to spread it to who now? Nettles? Jellyfish?
The jellyfish that bites you in the other eye.
Is that what it is? Is that how you get it? Imagine if after all this, we find out jellyfish are the carriers of coronavirus. De Blasio knows what we don't know. So he's going to turn the beaches of New York City into the beaches of Normandy circa World War II with chain, fencing, barbed wire, maybe tanks. Why not put tanks out there, too? Send a real message. Maybe put in those underground turrets, you know what I mean? Just in case people try to storm the beaches from the other direction, like I want to do, which is get a boat and swim to the beach. Raid Coney Island.
Unless they're thinking there's, you know, sewage runoff in the water, and we know that waste can carry the coronavirus.
There's 100% sewage runoff in the water. It's New York City beaches.
Oh, God.
The Hudson River's so, right freaking there.
Yeah. So that is true, because remember, they're using tracking methods. They're testing water in sewage systems and around the world to see that track the, because sometimes it shows up in the sewage before they even know it hits an area.
So they should put a movie called The Smell of Water and do a whole thing, a documentary on the beaches in New York City.
The Smell of Water.
I mean, you're basically swimming in the Hudson River at that point. It's separated by like a little tip of what, Staten Island or Brooklyn or something, and that's about it?
Yes.
So you're swimming in the Hudson River, East River combo, but with chains and barbed wire on the beaches. And well, you could recreate Saving Private Ryan maybe on Coney Island. Unbelievable. All right, go ahead, Bill.
Team here at City Hall wants to do. I know the Parks Department doesn't want to do it, but we will be ready if we have to. So what you'll see in the coming days is fencing put in place, ready to be implemented. In the meantime, a lot of NYPD presence, a lot of Parks Department presence, and you could go, everyday New Yorkers from the neighborhoods around the beach, just like you are now, you want to walk along the beach or sit on the beach for a while, fine. No swimming, no parties, no sports, no gatherings. We're going to give people a chance to get it right. And I believe in New Yorkers. I believe in everything you've done. If people don't get it right, if we start to see a lot of violation of those rules, up will come the fences closing off those beaches. No one wants that, but we're ready to do it if that's what it takes to keep people safe. Remember, don't go in the water. You're not supposed to go in the water. It's a dangerous situation to ever go in the water when there's not lifeguards present. So there'll be a constant reminder of that.
See?
If anyone tries to get in the water, they'll be taken right out of the water.
And we're going to call your parents. We'll call your parents. And you're not going to graduate on time. All right? You will not walk. If you go in the water, you're not going to walk at graduation next week. Remember those threats, Greg?
Yeah. It'll go on your permanent record.
Yeah, it'll be on your permanent record. I don't want to have to do this, but I'm going to have to call your parents. They're going to have to come pick you up, and you're not going to go to senior prom. If anyone goes swimming. It's always dangerous to go swimming without lifeguards. So if you do it, don't make me. We'll send people there to pull you out of the water. Wouldn't they at that point be called, I don't know, lifeguards?
Yeah, because
they're not going to ask NYPD. Like, who's going to pull them out of the water? They're going to have, like, a big chopper?
Lifeguards.
So they're going to have lifeguards. So why not just have lifeguards? They are going to have lifeguards. They're going to be the ones pulling you out of, yanking you out of the water and bringing you to Bill de Blasio's jail. So why not just skip a step and just have lifeguards on the beach and let people swim?
Maybe there is something in
Principal
the water.
Principal de Blasio.
Principal de Blasio. I believe in you, students, but not all of you. So don't make me, please. This hurts me more than you if I've got to end this school trip right now. If I got to turn this bus around and leave the Franklin Institute early, we have to do it. We're going to do it. But I don't like it any more than you do. Don't make America's principal, Bill de Blasio.
Yeah, it's worse. He's the Scolding everybody,
threatening everybody. You can sit for a while. How long will be determined by me. Johnny, get up. You've been sitting too long. Let's go. Don't you go swimming. You can walk near the water. Put your toes in. Don't you swim. Hey. Don't you swim. Now, what defines swimming exactly? What if I'm just standing in the water? Like if I walk into the ocean and I just stand there and I don't actually move my arms and my legs, am I swimming or am I just standing in the water?
It's a good, great question.
Am I allowed to do that? Here's something else, another question I have too. If I'm standing in the water up to my ankles, is that okay? But what about up to my waist? What about up to my man boobs?
No.
Not okay.
The knees are the limit.
The knees define it.
Yeah. It has to be right below the knee.
All right, that's enough. Get back in the bus. We're leaving. That's it. Get back in the bus. None of you people are walking. None of you. You're not going to prom either. All right? You'll learn one way or another.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.